Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Hello and welcome to the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And today we're going to be reviewing part three of the Button crossover between The Flash and Batman with Batman number 22. So this is the third of four. Flash number 22, which is the finale of this, is now released, and we will get to that soon. But today we're going to be talking about Batman number 22. This is with a story by Tom King and Josh Williamson, but Joshua Williamson actually took, he's a Flash writer, but he took over as the writer for this issue, with art by Jason Fabok. So it picks up right where we ended off last episode, obviously, with we've got the Thomas Wayne Batman there meeting the Bruce Wayne Batman from this reality. And it sort of opens up with a quick Flashpoint recap. If you're rusty on your Flashpoint, it gives you a little one or two pages recap at the beginning of that, those events from Thomas Wayne's perspective, which was kind of neat to get his thoughts on it. And, you know, we see the Amazon and Atlantean War and all of that. So that was kind of neat to see. And that's where it picks up.
Yeah, it was, like you said, it was cool to, even if you like, know Flashpoint really well, it was cool to see Thomas Wayne's perspective and just to get a quick refresher of the insane stuff that is happening, right. Or happened, I should say. I don't know. It's in the past. Yeah.
Well, it's still happening. Right. It looks like.
We'll get into that. Yeah. but yeah, the other two issues like opened up with some person in some sort of institution or some person who is like institutionalized in some way, having some vision about something that's going to happen in the future or something that has happened. And they didn't do that with this issue. They just opened pretty much with action and where we left off. And I think it felt like a tighter story than the other two issues before this, which makes sense because they're kind of winding down to the end. And so they have to spend less time just setting up weird stuff that you don't really know what's going on. Although there's plenty of that in this issue, and have to spend more time actually getting into the story and progressing it and getting closer to the resolution. And I think they did a really good job with this episode.
This is definitely less story involved in this issue than the other two. And it definitely went for more emotion than anything, which was kind of cool. It was kind of weird. Batman talking to his not alternate reality dad when there's an attack coming, but it was still cool to get to see them interact ever so briefly. We knew there probably wouldn't be a happy ending where they get to work together and hang out all the time, but it was cool to get them to be able to share just a little bit in exchange with each other.
Yeah.
So we find out that something has, Flash and Batman hopped to this Flashpoint reality, and they discover that something is keeping this Flashpoint reality gone, even though it should be gone. Something has kept it going, even though it should be gone. He thought it was wiped out with the ending of the events of Flashpoint. He says that was months ago that happened, so gives us a little bit of a timeline there. But something is keeping it going, because obviously it's still there. They're still there, and Flash does his, vibrational frequencies, whatever it is, to tell it's not an alternate reality, but it's an alternate history of their reality, which is a little confusing.
Time travel is confusing for sure, and time travel and then alternate timelines and alternate history and whatnot, and it's just time is stupid. Time isn't real. Just don't think about it too much. It's just a construct that we have that helps us look at the universe and determine if things have changed from our frame of reference, but it's not a real thing. But anyways,
well, that's a dark way of explaining it, but
I really don't know what's going on. Like, they don't know what's going on, obviously, the characters, so we don't really know what's going on, but they talk about how somebody, something is trying to basically torture them, trying to deepen the wounds that they have and just bring up past hurts. And that's why they're keeping this around. That's why they mess with their memories and the flashes of different stuff. Somebody is just trying to mess with them. And it is a really interesting tack for a villain to take. Lots of times it's just beating somebody up physically, but this is insane emotional warfare, intellectual warfare, really.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that. But I'm curious as to how much that's working.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess I'd have to think about that more. Because I don't think the Flash is particularly feeling any emotional connection to this Flashpoint reality. I know he's been there before. He's stopped this reality from becoming a thing, he thought, and but I don't know how emotionally connected it is. Obviously, for Batman, that's a much different case.
Right.
Seeing his dad and then having his dad taken away from him again after getting, I don't know, a couple minutes with him, maybe. That probably just didn't help anything.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe this force person thing is after Bruce Wayne. He's after Batman. He's who he's trying to hurt the most.
Yeah, that could be the case because he gets his dad to show up and just to say, hey, you know, you should stop being Batman. You should just go be a soccer right. dad.
Right.
That's what he says.
Pretty
so,
much.
Obviously, we don't expect that to happen, but Batman's been motivated his whole life by the death of his parents. And so seeing one of his parents and telling him what you're doing is not what you should be doing. I'm wondering how he will react to that.
Yeah, it's almost like somebody doesn't want him to be Batman anymore. And he kept this around just to try to get him to stop being Batman.
Right.
Interesting theory. So they leave and... Well, they fix the cosmic treadmill, they get back on it, and they leave without Thomas, and that's when he tells Bruce that he doesn't want him to be Batman anymore.
Yeah, there was a fun moment with the Flash fixing the cosmic treadmill while the Amazons are attacking the Batmans. Batman.
Yeah.
Batman, is it Batman or Batmans?
Batman.
Okay. Yeah, that was a pretty funny moment, but yeah, they get in the cosmic treadmill and head back.
Yeah, and Flash has a line about whatever, wherever they were, whatever was going on, it's gone now. Whatever we left is gone. And so that, I guess, that alternate timeline, world history, whatever it is now actually done and not going on. Flashpoint is not going on anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's what it's. And, you know, we see the Thomas Wayne Batman going to fight and then it sort of fades to white. So I guess that's what that's implying there.
Yeah, which was a really cool like series of panels about where the Waynes never stay down, we rise, and then like you said, fading to white. That was really, really cool looking. I liked the art in this is just, and all of these issues have been really great, but that one stood out a lot. And so when they're on the treadmill, they are racing back to where what is supposedly the real reality. Who knows what's real anymore? And they see Thawne, they see Reverse Flash, and it's from before he died, and he has the button, which is what killed him, but this must be before he died.
Yeah, and- so this is the Thawne who's on his way to see Batman
right.
at the start of the button, and then, you know, beat the crap out of Batman and then get exploded.
Right, but he mentions that he says, you have no idea the things I've seen or the places I've been. I know who the power of the button belongs to. And so obviously he says he knows who the button belongs to. And that's kind of what we're trying to figure out this whole time. So I think we might figure that out in the next issue since it's the last issue in this.
Yeah, I think we will.
Yeah. So who do you think it is? What's going on?
What do I think is going on? I think I'm surprised that, that Thawne says he knows so much more. I'm wondering if that's going to play in. Well, I'm assuming it'll play in, but how that will fit in. What more does he know? Because when he touched the button in the first issue, he seemed surprised by what he was seeing.
Right.
Whereas here, it seems like he's letting on that he knows more than we thought.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's like where we see him now, he thinks he knows. And then when he touches the button that we've already seen and he dies, he finds out that what he thought he knew was wrong and that kills him because it was wrong and it wasn't who he thought it was, or I don't know. It's hard to keep straight what is going on when.
Yeah, when you see a guy die in the first
right.
issue and then the third one, he's back, and obviously from before then. But yeah, I don't know. This was probably my least favorite issue of the series so far, but it's not bad at all. And I'm still curious to see where they end this thing up.
That's weird. I would probably say this is my favorite issue so far. So,
oh, good.
I think we flip-flopped. Well,
good. I'm glad. Well, it's just, there was some action, but the action in this didn't really seem that important. It was just sort of a distraction. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. The emotional moments between Thomas and Bruce, but we got the coolest moment was in the last issue, Flash 21, where they first met. Or first came face to face. That was kind of the coolest moment for me. So this wasn't bad at all. I'm just felt like it slowed the momentum a little.
Yeah. I have a feeling Flash 22 will be my favorite of all four. But we'll see. It's
tough to say without reading it yet. All right. Well, I guess that's all we've got for this issue. We'll be back again. I'll have links to the first two episodes in the show notes where we review the first two parts of The Button, and we'll be back soon with The Button Part 4.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.